I go home so pumped on Sunday night, I run into my classroom on Monday morning. Because to see this group of people who would come out on a Sunday night again and again and again, some from quite a distance, just because you love Jesus. You know how inspiring that is? That's remarkable. And I've been blessed every bit as much by the Word of God as it's lived in you. Let's tonight take a look at, I was on my way down here. I'm not 100% sure what I'm going to teach next week. I had something picked out, and God was putting some thoughts on my heart. So I would suggest if you want to read that, I'll put it on the website. You might also want to read the last 9 chapters of 1 Kings and Hebrews 11 and 12. I don't know if you can remember that, but the last part of Kings, the Elijah story is what I'm looking for, and then Hebrews 11 and 12. I'm thinking that may be a better conclusion than what I thought of. And this handout, A Far Country, that would fit tonight's session, so you might want to choose to read that sometime. And again, I think the Bible memory verse would work really well for what we do next week regardless. And just pray for me this week that what God puts on my heart, I will work hard to prepare it. I assure you, I won't show up with nothing. But that God would lead me to share one more thing that would fit in with the whole series as we've moved to understand God's putting the Bible in an Eastern context, particularly as it leads us to be disciples. Okay, let's go to tonight. Again, back to our theme of Galilee, the land of the rabbi. And tonight I'd like to look at some material under the theme on this rock. Quick review. We've talked the last 4 weeks now, this will be the 5th week, about being a Talmid, a disciple. That is not someone who's curious about Jesus or someone who's born again, although a disciple is clearly born again. That's obviously the starting point. But a disciple, a Talmid, is someone with an intense commitment to be just like the rabbi. Whatever the cost, whatever it takes, he or she will give their life to be like the rabbi in their walk with God, in one's walk with God. So that's discipleship. Now, we saw how Jesus called these disciples in this small rural area of Galilee with its farms and fishing villages, its little towns like Bethsaida here, and we noted, I think, I wanted to point out again, the list of disciples that came from this little town of 600 to 800, heroes of faith, really, but ordinary young men who wanted to be like Jesus, and God used them in a very profound way. The rabbi led them all over Galilee for 3.5 years. Some people dispute that, but I think that's probably not so far off, 3, 3.5, maybe 4 years. He led them, he taught them in synagogues, he preached to them and taught them out in the field. All of it I tried to maintain coming out of the text of the Torah and the Tanakh. Now, I wanted to stop there a moment just to have you reflect again how important to discipleship the Word of God was. We spent one whole week, two actually, one looking at the Word of God in the sense of how the rabbi taught and how the rabbi called disciples, and then 1 week intentionally looking at how Jesus learned the text, lived the text, taught the text. We didn't talk about Jesus praying the text, but we even talked about Jesus dying the text. And I wanted to stress that to you again tonight, because tonight I'd like to look at how Jesus moved the disciples to be ready to go out on their own, and the text becomes so significant again once they step away from his immediate presence. Oh, he's still present with them in the person of his Spirit, but the text even becomes more important. Do you remember a technique called remez, which wasn't called that in those days, where you give a hint by quoting a verse? There was a question, it was in the question box some time ago already, and about 3 people have asked me in the back. So let me just quickly answer one question. And I think it comes out of the Passion movie. The question is there some Jewish thing in Jesus writing in the dust? Remember the story? There's a woman caught either in the act of adultery or at least accused of adultery. They've gathered in the temple courts, and they say to Jesus to test him, what do you think we ought to do with her? Now, 2 quick comments. Testing did not mean necessarily that they didn't like him. Obviously, some of them didn't. Testing simply means show us that you have an answer to this issue that is faithful to Torah. Does your system of interpreting Torah give us an answer to what to do that's obedient to God? And some people, I think, one of my teachers felt, some of those Pharisees were trying to find some way not to stone this woman because you have to love your neighbor. So let's ask the rabbi and test him. So Jesus came